Time now to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, politics, fumbles, home runs, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you the combined experience of three lifetimes, Jim Lynch. Good morning, Jim.
Well, I've got a number to come back, but I won't. Just quietly saying that, I was thinking of Philip Rivers of the Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers, doing such a great job with Green Bay last on, I guess, the last game I saw. Anyhow, yes, there's nothing like experience.
No.
And believe me, sometimes it really hurts.
Well, yeah, but it gives you the long-range view of things.
Yes. Oh, I've always had that long-range view. And sometimes it's like the Lone Ranger. But it's good being alive and breathing and having as much fun as you can. Anyhow, I hesitate to go further, but I shall. I shall. I put out a tweet the other day, second time I've done it, that really McConnell and Pelosi and Schumer and the other chap from the House, they've got to get together and go and sit down with Trump. Explain to him he's out of his mind and he could cause irreparable harm to himself, his country, his family, whatever. Man's got to step down. I mean, he's on a suicide mission. I understand the pressure he must be under, but he should keep in mind, if he can, that the country is under tremendous pressure. It's going to be interesting the next 2 weeks with all of these possible appearances by people at Congress. But I'm really looking forward to is whether John Bolton testifies or not. Somehow in my brain, I've been thinking maybe John Bolton is actually the whistleblower. He certainly had access to everything. That's my thought only. It's not born of anything other than the obvious. He's been the guy who's been close to the president, heard calls, heard talks, and so forth. But let's all hope that this thing gets over with before more harm is done. Tremendous harm has been done.
You know, it's tremendous.
We've gotten out of the climate arrangement, the Paris Accord. I think that can be possibly stalled or upended by Congress. But it's the same direction. It's like Trump is taking us on a suicide dive into the sea, basically taking all of the good things we've created and enjoyed and the way we've led the world and so forth, and he's crashing all of it into the sea, and it's not very pleasant to watch, obviously, and frankly, though, it should be somewhat concerning, if not scary, to all of us.
You know, I've had people say to me, I post a ton on my own personal Facebook page, opinions, but I've stayed away. When this whole thing started, I stayed away and said I wasn't going to post anything on the impeachment until the impeachment process was done. And I'm going to stick to that, except what I try to tell everybody that's so hyped up on this impeachment inquiry and the impeachment process itself is that I know for probably 45% of you out there, you don't want to read. But what I want you to do is I want you to, you know, do it this way. Google impeachment proceedings, William Jefferson Clinton. Google impeachment proceedings, Richard Milhouse Nixon. And what I want you to do is when you Google those, Google the timeline of those proceedings. And I want you to look at the timelines of the original proceedings, which I was old enough, of course, because I was in radio, for the Nixon proceedings, and look at that timeline as compared to the one for Bill Clinton. Two things are very interesting. The run-up time was very long for each one. Once they got to the actual impeachment proceedings where the House would vote, Richard Nixon was told by the Republican Party, it's not happening, you know, resign. and he took their advice and resigned. Bill Clinton knew that he had enough Democrat votes, even though 30-some Democrats voted against him and allowed the inquiry to go on, and he even lost, I think it was a few in the Senate as well, but he was not convicted. But then take a look at the timeline that is going on now, and you're going to see something amazing. This is a much shorter timeline that people are saying is going on too long. It's a much shorter timeline so far in the initial processes. The processes are all the same. I think before people comment on this impeachment process, either study up on what impeachment is or look back at the facts in history and see how the different impeachments have taken place in my lifetime. I'm 67, so this is my third go-round. Before that, there was only one, but this is my third go-round. And before people on either side start to jump to judgment, just take a look at how these things have unfolded in the past.
And the biggest difference at this juncture is social media and the fact that opinion is completely conflated with fact right now, just in terms of reporting. So
it's not only social media, and Jim, see if you agree with this. I think a huge difference is social media, but also back then you didn't have panels of talking heads on TV
blithering
on it for about. You had news anchors that reported on it, and guess what they had? They had live cameras that people just shut up, and the proceedings were broadcast. And then you didn't have a panel of people analyzing it, Jim. I mean, this is some serious stuff going on here, and I think people have got to stop treating it like it's a football game, and it's the first quarter, second quarter, halftime. This is some serious stuff here.
I think your words are very, very wise. Firstly, from the standpoint of people should know what they're talking about when they speak. But the second thing, the second value you add for people if they do this, it will begin to give them a certain peace of mind in that they will have information firsthand, documentation of the two impeachments. And that should put at rest some of the emotion that is stirred by what Jill has just said about the media, and you have said, and all the talking heads we have now, and everybody out there trying to get their 2 cents in so they can do their job and make their salary or whatever. And it's not just the talking heads, the head of these shows. It's the group involved very frequently on these shows. And then the very hardworking, don't get me wrong, reporters who must filter in from D.C. or wherever they're reporting from these various facts. And if you really analyze a whole show where you do have multiple contributions, it can drive you crazy in terms of, well, he's talking this way and that and the other thing. But, you know, the media now, they sell eyeballs, they make money. But you just offered a solution, Marshall, to put it really in perspective, to be helpful. And as I said, to relieve some of the emotion, upsetment that is going on all over the country, no matter who you voted for or didn't vote for. So it's something that people should put into action.
It's going to be interesting to see how it develops once the actual impeachment hearings begin that are wide open. And I hope the television networks do what they did back then, which just let them go and only had comment before and a little comment after. When the actual congressional hearings begin that are open with the public testimony and the releasing of information, and you get to hear not only Democrats question the people, but you get to hear Republicans and independents question. Right now, there's 30 Republicans that can question, but it's behind closed doors. This is all getting opened up soon, and the real impeachment proceedings will begin shortly with all these public hearings. And it's up to the public at that point to see whether or not they really want to follow it the correct way or not. And if they don't follow it by watching or listening to it on the radio, when these impeachment hearings really get underway and the people are testifying and both Democrats and Republicans are asking questions, then you're really at a loss, because this is a significant process in American politics and in American government. And it doesn't come along that often. Like I said, it's strange. I'm 67, so this is going to be my third one. But this is only the fourth. This is only the fourth time that it's been undertaken in the United States. So it's something that people should just hold their horses about and let it unfold in front of them, and let the questions be asked by Democrats and Republicans and Independents, and then let the impeachment process move forward. And if voted on and moved to the Senate, watch the Senate hearings as well. Jim, I mean, that's all you can tell people, is you've got to calm down, because if we cannot continue to have this divide, because sooner or later there's going to be some sort of civil war. There's just no way around it if things keep going at this pace.
I think it's very important, as a sidebar to what you've well said, the Republicans will have the opportunity to call witnesses. That's right. The Republicans will have that opportunity to call witnesses. They have the right to, as you said, talk with the people who come before the panel, question them. So this is a very equal affair in terms of the moving forward process. And then again, it's very important to realize Republicans have a vote, Democrats have a vote, not just in the House, but in the Senate. But I would try your best to get away so that you can get an independent view of this situation from the idea, well, the House might impeach and then it's going to the Senate, blah, blah, blah. Marshall has given us a great civics lesson here in terms of learning about our government, and in the process, prospering both mentally, intellectually, and emotionally. That said, the world, unfortunately, is not waiting for us, which is why we should hope and pray that whatever transpires, and hopefully successfully, it goes as smoothly and as quickly as possible. But I find myself hesitating to say quickly, because the whole idea is, let's get this right. Let's make the right decision. Let's, in the process, bring the country back together. It doesn't matter which side you vote on. You do want a peaceful, a productive country. You do want a country where your children can grow up, not in fear, but in the joy of learning and doing things with their lives. Right now, a lot of stuff is really stalemated, and we honestly don't have time for it in this country and in this world.
Yeah,
we've got to get back to the reality of this climate change, and we've got to get back into the Paris Agreement and basically get a leadership role again and really move on this, because this stuff is really coming down hard. Don't get distracted by the California fires. That's not the only problem. And by the way, six of those fires were caused by the Pacific Gas and Electric malfunctioning equipment and this, that, and the other thing. So, yes, the climate change problem is enhanced once Pacific G&E does the wrong thing. So there's no denying that it is there. But it's also important to understand that this stuff just doesn't always come out of the blue.
I'm glad you brought up climate change, because in the past 3 weeks, the following has been released and is fact. Okay, look at the air quality
in India,
number one. Before that, the Chinese have embarked upon a process of building more hydro plants, wind plants, solar, because they realize they are poisoning their country. But this morning, in Lebanon. Lebanon. 100% of its aquifer. 100% of its aquifer is contaminated. Think that, just hold on to that thought for a second. 100% of their aquifer is contaminated. Look at the raging fires, not only here, but across the globe. Look at the intensification of storms. The biggest crisis in the world is the climate right now. And when you have unstable governments, and I'm sorry, we do in the United States and in England, it doesn't help the process, because the climate change gets pushed to the back.
Well, in England, they're having elections, and here we are too.
Yeah, so. but still, it gets pushed to the back burner, and that's something.
Here's what's frustrating about that, in terms of it being pushed to the back burner, it's the question of how it's reported upon. You know, it could be very much on the front burner. You could have something about climate change and what's being done and what needs to be done, et cetera, every day. You could very easily, something reasonable, the same way that you would deal with a family problem, in quotes. But that's not, it's...
It's just all I'm trying to point out is that it's a critical time between Brexit, between our impeachment processes, between the upcoming elections in England, and in Great Britain, and in the United States. These are all things that, when you throw them into the global problems, Iran now once again going the wrong way with their nuclear plans. Because this is a very crucial time in the world.
Yes, it would be really interesting to see it covered by people who can walk and chew gum at the same time. I'm really sorry.
All right, Jim, the last 3.5 minutes are yours because we've been blabbering too much.
I thought we only had 3.5 minutes of world left. I joke, but I don't joke. I think Lebanon is something that people, one of the things that we've been well said, taken away from this show. Because we're going to 100% environmental negative if we keep this up. The water, we're losing billions of birds, fish, bees, all of the things that are and have been vital to the world. This is a world problem. Maybe we should start talking world climate change or something else. And it's not that, oh, we have to put on more air conditioning or we have to do this or that. It is right on Google, and Google the climate change, and you'll see all kinds of shows that will show you what has happened here. The earth has warmed. The ice is melting in places where it never melted. Subsequently, the seas rise. And with it, we have a change in the environment and our temperature. And that's not overly simple. That's what's happening here, okay? Yeah, fossil fuels, this, that, and the other. I'm giving you the result of it. The heating comes from excess fossil fuels and so forth. But just keep in mind Lebanon, where it's 100% terrible water or zero water, and go from there and extrapolate. Here on the East Coast, we did have, as you recall, a couple of hurricanes that all of a sudden, more than hurricanes, over the banks of lower Manhattan, certainly in Jersey. That's going to happen again. That'll happen again and again and again until it's over. And there's no reason why we can't solve this thing. With all the scientists we have, with all the information, with our ability to use the computer and models and so forth and so on. So let's be hopeful that we deal with the most significant problem we have right now.
All right. And with that being said, Jim, then we can worry about the Giants and Jets.
After that. No, there's no reason. anyhow, it's fun.
All right.
Enjoy the week. We'll get over all this. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.